Pakistan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Some very useful comments have been expressed by the delegates of Sri Lanka, Philippines, Austria, Mexico, Panama, and Belgium on the two paragraphs that we are discussing. We would like to extend support in paragraph 21 to the proposal just read out by the distinguished delegate of Austria, although our country was not part of the joint statement that was negotiated in the New York. But we would like to extend support to the proposal that has just been read out. In terms of rationale of para 21, we would also like to endorse the calls that request that this para be framed not just from the context of IHL, but broadly international law as well. We believe that this is an important tier where we have this opportunity of give substance to all those regulations that we have been talking about and that are found in different proposals. So with that in mind, we would like to also propose some specific language in para 21. More specifically, in subsection A, we also believe that the limitations, the regulations that we are proposing here in terms of control, limit, or affecting the types of targets, we should be more clear and specific. And we can, of course, get guidance from the existing principles of IHL here as well. And our proposal would be to add after affects the types of targets, and I would read this language, to only those which are military objectives by nature that the system can engage. This term, military objectives, is very well understood within the IHL. It is also a part of our existing amended Protocol 2 as well in Article 2.6 and in other places of IHL as well. So we believe that it would be a good addition in terms of giving more specificity in terms of limitations and control. In subparagraph C, we support that we are happy that the language here tries to target that human operators should have clear procedures to activate or deactivate. Our observation would be that this language could be further improved. It's not just provision of clear procedures, but ensuring that these limitations and regulations are in place. We would also propose that in addition to activation or deactivation, the interruptibility of function in weapon system at all times is also an important limitation, restriction that needs to be captured. We would also like to support the call just made from the floor to insert here and change enhance into exercise control. And we would also like to support the proposal by the distinguished delegate of Philippines and others as well to remove and delete qualifiers such as where necessary and also in the circumstances. We can also live with the proposed deletion of the phrase after the end of over the use of force. Then in terms of the next subpara D, we have already discussed in para 20 that we see this characteristic more belonging to the prohibition category than the regulation category. Here we would like to propose another limitation that also appears in our paper, and I would like to read that out. A new 21D that would read as, be designed to only operate in situations where civilians and civilian objects are not present. This proposal was also read out by Sri Lanka, and we would like to thank them for bringing this important point out. Although, Mr. Chair, we have other proposals as well that were contained in our paper that we put forward in March in terms of limitations and restrictions. For example, the characteristic of not being able to change their situation of use without explicit approval by a human. not being able to change their targeting parameters without explicit approval. But we do understand that there is no consensus at this stage on those principles. So we are being very conservative in terms of what are we proposing in paragraph 21. But we do believe that this is an important opportunity here to flesh out, to have more specific details about what kind of restrictions and regulations we envisage in this paragraph. We do also share the point that has been expressed by a few delegates that perhaps there may be repetition or redundancy later on with what appears in paragraph 26. We believe the ideal way to address would be to delete that, and we will come and propose that once we are discussing that portion of the report. But here in this part, in this 21, this is an important tier, and we need to make an effort at this stage to be adding more flesh on it. Lastly, we would also like to support the proposal by the Philippines to add the context of ethical imperatives in paragraph 22 as well. Thank you.